923. Authorize the Bureau of Environmental Services to acquire certain permanent and temporary property rights necessary for construction of the Hillsdale Crest Rainfall-Derived Infiltration and Inflow Project, number E10941, through the exercise of the city's eminent domain authority.
Colleagues, Commissioner Fish is out this week, and he asked me to introduce this item. Before us today is an ordinance that authorizes Environmental Services to acquire certain property rights via eminent domain in order to construct a sewer and stormwater improvement project in Hillsdale. This project will protect public health and our environment through upgrades that will reduce the possibility of sewer overflows into the streets, private property, and creeks. Project Manager Henry Young is here from the Bureau of Environmental Services for a brief presentation on this ordinance.
Good morning. My name is Patty Nelson. I am a senior engineer with Environmental Services. Bill Ryan apologizes. He wasn't able to attend today, so I'm here in support of Henry. With us, we also have John Deo from our right-of-way department to answer questions on the ordinance as well, and Aaron Abrams for our public involvement and outreach. Henry?
Thanks, Patty.
Good morning, Mayor and Commissioner. My name is Henry Young. Like I said, I'm the project manager for this project. This ordinance before you is to authorize Bureau of Environmental Services to acquire sewer easement to the eminent domain process such that we can construct the Hillsdale Crest project. This project, along with other works, accumulates all the works that we have done so far to try to control the sanitary sewer overflow in the DeWitt manhole in the Hillsdale area. The Hillsdale Crest project, the RDII project, when constructed, will reduce inflow and infiltration into our sanitary sewer system in the northern portion of the Hillsdale neighborhood in southwest Portland. As these storm lines there was constructed in the 50s, and as our sanitary system ages, they develop cracks and separations. These deficiencies allow stormwater and groundwater that infiltrates into the system. At large flows, they can kind of overwhelm the system and resulted in a sanitary overflow, and it gets in the ditches and then eventually gets into our rivers. So what we are proposing to do is using a cure in place pipe lining, CIPP methodology, to line 18,500 linear foot of pipe, as well as 226 laterals. This project started when we have frequent sanitary sewer overflow at the DeWitt manhole. If you take a look on your top right, that is where the overflow is. And in 2011, Bureau of Environmental Services and DEQ enter into a mutual agreement and order to control this sanitary sewer overflow. The MAO mandates a 40% reduction in infiltration and inflow. So BES have taken four projects so far, and two of them are completed, and one is in construction, and the other one is the Hillsdale Crest project that is currently in design.
And tell me again what an MAO is.
Mutual agreement and order.
Thank you.
Yeah, so after we constructed the two projects, the Upper Hillsdale and Middle Hillsdale, phase one, we step back and we look at, we take data from gauges that we set in the manholes, and we evaluate how effective these work was done that to control these repairs, control these overflows. And we found that when we lined the main line, the public and private laterals, we got a 73% reduction in inflow and infiltration. And in the main line, if you just do the main line only, we got a 57% reduction in the inflow and infiltration. So these works have been really effective in controlling the inflows. So, and Hillsdale Crest is the last project that we need to complete to satisfy the MAO. DEQ has already closed the MAO as of July 5th, 2017. These areas were previously in the unincorporated Monoma County. When we have this project, we started looking at doing research, and we found that a section of Southwest Sweetbriar Drive was vacated by Monoma County. And we have sanitary lines along the vacated area. So part of our work is trying to reestablish this right-of-way. And this right-of-way kind of bounds two property owners that we're going to need to get right-of-way, easement from. BES, public involvement, as well as PBOT, right-of-way staff have been in contact with both property owners to inform them of the effort to acquire the easement. And this acquisition work will have really low to moderate impact on the properties. And we have funding available to acquire the easement. And with the mayor and commissioner authorizing this ordinance would allow us, BS and PBOT, to begin the appraisal process and negotiation with property owner to acquire the easement. Thank you so much for your time. I will be happy to answer any questions you may have.
Commissioner Fritz.
Will you have to dig up the properties to fix the pipe?
No. This is CIPP is a minimal invasive process. We shoot the lining in from the manholes. So that's why we choose that, because we don't have to dig it up.
And I appreciate that you contacted both property owners. I'm assuming that you didn't hear any. Have you heard any concerns?
No, they're aware. They say they were very receptive to the. So both our public involvement and as well as the right way have contacted them. So
thank you.
Very good. Thank you. Public testimony on this item. Very good. This is a first reading of a non-emergency ordinance. It moves to second reading. Thank you.
Thank you.
Next item.